When you meet a guy or you just want to start up a relationship with a man these days, you need to know how to start a conversation over text. Luckily, this isn't hard to do if you know what he's looking for. Sometimes it's hard to come up with the right thing to say, especially if you're trying to make a good impression. And if you're like me and you're over the age of 25, well, you may have a different focus. So that's what we're talking about today, how to start a conversation over text for grown-ups, okay? Because we all know that if you're under the age of 25, conversations on texting is probably how you grew up. But you know what? These days, our phones are our primary communication tool. Ironically, we mostly use them for everything else but calling people, right? Isn't that the funny part about phones these days? Most of the time, we use our phones for texting. And depending if you're an introvert or an extrovert, you may find it difficult to think of what to say for that all-important first message, right? Some people might send a text without a thought, but if you're like me, you probably agonize over what to send in that text. You don't want to come across as if you're needy or insecure, and you also don't want to embarrass yourself in the process. You also don't want to appear as if you're not interested. You also don't want to appear too interested. Oh my God, it's crazy, isn't it? It's no wonder people go nuts thinking about this stuff. Important, what you should think about before texting him. Consider that before you text this guy, you should probably think about who it is you're really texting here. Who is he? Is he a friend? Is he a romantic interest? Is he an acquaintance that you would like to turn into something more? When you know these answers in advance, you'll know what to do and what not to do a whole lot better. And ask yourself, how long have you known each other? If you barely know the guy, you want to get as much information as you can to work with. This doesn't mean you want to flood him with 1,000 text messages, but you do want to give up some information from yourself first. Guys find it hard enough to text women in the first place, so you want to help them as much as possible. Chances are he's wondering exactly the same thing you are, what to text you and what not to text you. And he doesn't have an answer. He will just basically, if he doesn't have an answer, he's not going to text you at all. Which means you have the responsibility for getting this thing off the ground. If you've known him for a while, you should have some kind of familiarity with him, right? Which means you can be more playful. But even then, it helps him if you can pony up some effort into a thoughtful question for him. Okay, what's your connection level? Another good question is, how well connected are you right now? Assuming that this is a guy that you want to date, you should be thinking about how much connection you have with him. Remember that every communication you have with a man is an opportunity to connect deeper with him. If you want him to invest himself in you, he needs your help in finding that emotional hook, okay? So here's something to not start with. Don't start texting him with this. There's a few things you definitely don't want to start out with. Here's a few of them. Number one is, hey. Okay, this is kind of the default for a lot of our text conversations. It's a simple, no-frills way to start a conversation with very little risk. Hey. But the problem is that it also gives the other person nothing to work with. You gotta give them more than that. It's not easy to start a conversation with just a single prompt, and it usually feels like the person who said hey is just trying to avoid a little vulnerability. Hello. This one is right up there with hey. Again, it's just too little for the other person to work with. Instead, say something that gives them something, right? Hey, you. Okay, this is just another variation of hey. It's two words instead of one. Okay, great. What's up? That one isn't terrible, but it starts right out with an expectation that the other person needs to put in the effort first. Did you catch that? When you say, hey, what's up? You're really saying is, hey, you start this conversation, which is a little unfair considering you're the one who's trying to start the conversation. Instead, why not tell them what's up with you, then ask what's up with them? Or a random emoji. Don't start with that. Some women like to send an emoji to a guy. It's a playful way to start a conversation, like an emoji with a weird face. But again, if you're not giving him any information, he's left thinking, what the WTF? What does she want? What's going on here? It's confusing. And in the absence of information like that, well, let me put it this way. If you're confusing him, you're losing him. Put that one on your refrigerator. I think there's a magnet for it, isn't there? If you're confusing him, you're losing him. One of my top bits of advice is to cut down on the amount of emojis you use with men. Guys simply don't use them that much in texting, and we sometimes have a hard time understanding what you're trying to communicate with them. The easiest way to think about this is, if you wouldn't want him to send it to you, don't send it to him. Remember to not go into overload. Okay, this is an important tip here. One of the most common mistakes women make when they text a man is texting too much at once. Never text a man more than one question, one statement, or one idea. And it's not because men are stupid and we can't handle more than one thing at one time. It's that he's linear in his thinking. He won't take your text of three questions and answer all three of your questions. You ever notice that? If you've ever tried to sneak in a bunch of extra questions in one text, you only got the answer to one of them probably, and it was the last one he saw in the text. And then, what is it? You're frustrated, wondering why won't he answer your other questions? The reason is that it's an overload for men because we take things in one at a time. Women tend to multitask. So keep each text message simple, super, super simple, and send only one thing at a time in that message. And remember that when you send too much information at once in one text, it makes you look like a tryhard. You know what a tryhard is? A tryhard is someone who's trying way too hard because of their uncertainty or insecurity. They look needy, which can be endearing, but it can also push him away, all right? Make sure you time your text conversation right. Here's another important tip. You don't want to send them a text when he can't respond to you or when you can't respond, okay? Really important. You don't want to send a text when he can't respond or when you can't respond. You also don't want to send him a text on Friday night at 9:30 p.m. when you actually should be out on a date. There is value in you looking unavailable as well, okay? We're not really playing games here. It's the God's honest truth. I don't want you to think this is game playing, but for gosh sakes, just make yourself unavailable even if you are available. In fact, you don't want to even look at your phone during prime dating hours on the weekend. Not only will this motivate you to just get out there and start meeting more guys, but it'll make him think you're every bit as valuable as you think you are. You also don't want to text him first thing in the morning. Guys just aren't into text conversations before work or before coffee for that matter, and you definitely don't want to wake him up with a text. Well, unless you're lying right next to him. Before you text him, consider the timing and the time of day. Tip, make sure you stand out. This is a tricky balance for many women to achieve, but you want to stand out to him without blending into the crowd. Most women are used to not standing out when they're with a group of other women, right? Ever since you were in grade school, this was frowned upon by other girls. You don't want to look like you're standing out. Now, I won't go into a bunch of evolutionary psychology here or sociology, but just keep in mind that your natural instincts will be to blend in more than stand out when you're with other women. But that will hinder you when it comes to guys. A guy needs you to stand out. The alpha woman in a group knows that she can stand out. She's not afraid to, no matter how much your girlfriends whisper behind her back, "What a bitch, did you see what she's doing? Oh my God, I can't believe she did that." I can't actually believe I'd use that as the voice for girls. It sounds like those girls on Bob's Burgers. Anyway, a guy needs you to stand out. You have to find a way to make yourself look different enough to capture his attention. An easy way to do that in a text conversation is just to ask him unique questions. The questions that other girls wouldn't even think of. Stuff like, where would you live if you could live anywhere? What game show do you think you could be a champion on? What's your spirit animal? These are great questions to ask, by the way. If you're not using these in text, you're missing out on some hugely, hugely effective stuff for texting. You have to challenge a guy out of his mindset. Okay, enough with the boring texts. You gotta challenge him. And when you challenge him, in so doing, you're gonna get him to see you as being unique. Another tip, what if you're texting him after an argument? Well, this is one of those tricky situations where you want to know how to start a text conversation with a guy, but it's going to be a little emotionally awkward. The best way to do it is to not try too hard to seek validation or approval from him. It's only natural that you want to return to normal with your relationship, and you're very likely to send him one of those "Are we okay?" texts to find out. But the best thing to do is to simply pick up right where you left off. It's the confident thing to do, and it's probably where he just wants to pick it up from anyway. If the subject of your argument comes up again in text or otherwise, don't deny it or pretend it didn't happen, but don't make your argument the focal point of your relationship. Just keep moving forward. Just send him a text that has the maximum potential to start him talking. And definitely do not send him a text that is looking to confirm a future date or asking him something like, are we still going over to Wendy's on Saturday? These are the messages that guys get all the time from women, and they frustrate him because even a text like that will feel needy and insecure to him. If you feel then that you may need to apologize, well, that's a great thing to throw into the text. Just go light and assume that he's going to accept it. You know, say something like, hey, sorry for what happened. I was hoping we could get together this weekend. You know, there is a time for sending him this text. Are we okay? Okay, that's one of the ones that a lot of women like to send. You can send that, but only if you can actually be okay with it not being okay for a little while, because he may not be ready. He may tell you that, and you may have to accept it. And if you're gonna lose it, if you're gonna lose your you-know-what over it, well, you might be pushing him further away. Another tip is starting a text conversation after a long break. Another situation where you might need to restart the excitement and fun is when there's been a long break in your communication, right? Again, you don't wanna make it seem like you're walking on eggshells around him. The best thing to do, just jump right in with a warm, fun, friendly text. Warm, fun, friendly, that lets him know that nothing has really changed in your feelings, because that's one of the things that guys are actually a little insecure about. He doesn't know how to ask or figure out if you still feel the same way as you did, and he doesn't want to ask. Men hate it when the woman in his life is angry. Guys are driven by a primitive instinct to make women happy. You've heard that saying, happy wife, happy life, right? That's around for a reason. And if it's been a few weeks, there's nothing wrong with acknowledging the time gap right from the very start. Put it in your text. Here's a little example. Hey, I know it's been a little while since we talked. I just wanted to connect and you're off again. There you go. You simply launch into the conversation. Another tip, try not to use quirky, awkward tricks in your text messages. It's best not to send those fake mistake texts. You know what those are? Well, a lot of women think about using a text as a fake one to start up a conversation. Let me give you an example. An example of a mistake text would be sending him this. Going to the store, be right back. Hoping that he's gonna respond to it and say, was this meant for me? And you can say, oh, oops, sorry, it was for my roommate. How are you? If you're going to get tricky like that, first ask yourself, why? Why do you need to play these games? Chances are you're getting tricky with your text because you're afraid of putting yourself out there and being vulnerable. And that's fine, but resorting to trick texts is not a good way to work around your fear. And here's the golden tip of this particular podcast. The best way to start a text conversation is very simple. Make the focus of your text learning more about him. Learn more about him. Stop trying to make it about you. I know you want this attention and this focus that makes you feel desired. And I talk with women about this all the time when I coach them and when I work with them. It's very, very rare for a man to feel like a woman genuinely wants to get to know him as a person. Guys are used to hearing a lot of nervous talk from women, but we very rarely hear any woman having a genuine desire to discover and uncover what makes him unique. You've probably heard a guy spend a good amount of time either bragging or showing off on your dates too, right? The source is the same: insecurity and nervousness. We've all been there. We all want to make the best impression possible. And the same thing is true for that opening text to him. If you can make it about him, he'll be more likely to answer. Send him a question about him. Everybody loves to talk about themselves, and he'll already understand that you're interested in him simply by asking the question. You don't need to overextend yourself to let him know you're interested in him. So in the end, you definitely don't want to do all the work for him. The best way to do all this is just drop a hint and keep dropping hints until he gets it, or he doesn't. You should never ask a guy out point blank in your texting. I know a lot of women are leading up to this where they want to know, can I ask him out? Or you get tired of waiting for him to act on it. And unfortunately, no amount of you asking a man out is going to make him start to like you. That's probably what you're subtly hoping, right? Is that he's just afraid to ask you, and by your asking, he'll suddenly open the floodgates of desire on you and tell you how much, oh, I'm so glad you asked because I was so afraid. Look, you need a guy to do this one thing. I don't care how many empowered advisors out there tell you that it's okay to ask a guy out, don't do it. Again, for the simple reason that you need to know if he's actually interested in you. And would he actually put in the effort to win you over? You'll never know if you take all that action. Women today, unfortunately, are acting more and more like men. And that's what's really messing up the polarity in our relationships. Guys don't know how to act because they see these bad media messages telling them that men are all bad and we can't pursue our sexual desires. And then women are behaving more like men, and it ruins it. There's a reason that fairy tales are so important to women. You want to know, you want him to show his desire for you so that you can know it's there. Just like the prince performs that quest for the princess, right? After all, if he wouldn't even ask you out, you would never really know if he was interested, right? And you wouldn't know if he had the courage to do what he had to do in a relationship with you. Let's face it, guys who don't take initiative are duds, not studs. You don't want to date him, and you definitely wouldn't want to marry a guy like this. The best way to start a conversation with a guy you want to date is to tell him about something you're already planning to do, and then see if he's interested in going along. Okay, and this is not asking him out, by the way. This is a total different flavor. I'll give you an example of the text. Hey, I'm going over to a hike in Muir Woods this Sunday. You still up for that walk in nature? And of course, you're calling back to maybe a past conversation where he says he likes to go for long hikes or walks, and now you're offering him the opportunity. Just offer him the opportunity and let him decide. Don't go any further than this. If he says, well, do you want me to? Don't say, yeah, I really want you to. Just say, look, dude, either you want to come along or not. Don't fall into this game of trying to make up for his lack of balls, all right? Give him the opportunity, let him decide. The real secret is to know what he's going to say before he even says it. You gotta know how to read him. And if you'd like to know for sure if he's actually interested in you, then you need to learn how to read his signals, which, by the way, I can show you. I got a very compact mini program for you that you can go grab for less than 10 bucks. Go on over to my site, go on over to datingfire.com/signals. That's datingfire.com/signals. SIGNALS. Go check out the program. It's called How to Read His Signals. Very inexpensive, very easy for you to get started learning about guys, because that's the difference. The women that actually learn about what men want, how men work, why we think the way we do, those are the women that succeed. And I'm going to bet pretty much any amount of money you never got that kind of information from your mom, from your friends. I know you've probably got plenty of women in your life that tell you they know men, but all they really know is that tired old advice about, oh, once he gets what he wants, he'll never talk to you again. Or that tired old quote-unquote wisdom that just doesn't work, okay? The stuff that they've learned from people who just don't get it. Learn this stuff from a man. That would be me. This is Carlos. Love having you here. Love having you around for the podcast. Come back next week where I got more of this good stuff for you. This is Carlos Cabello from datingfire.com/signals. Go get it. Go check it out. As always, live and love with passion.
DatingAdviceGuru.com, the Dating Advice Guru podcast, and YouTube content, and all content herein is copyright Morpheus Productions, LLC. Feel free to contact Carlos at www.datingadviceguru.com, on the forum, or click the Ask Carlos link on the site. We welcome your comments and questions.